Welcome to EnviroPod, a chance to catch up with all the good things your Department of Public Works and Environmental Services does to maintain and improve the environment in Fairfax County. I'm your host, Bob DeMarco, and on this edition of the podcast, I'm speaking with John Silcox, Public Information Officer with the County's Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination. And today, we'll be discussing a new initiative called Sustain Fairfax. John, welcome to EnviroPod.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure, sir. Before we get into Sustain Fairfax, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination and what it does?
Yeah, happy to. So our office is as part of county government. We're within the office of the county executive, and we were basically created in 2019 to serve as sort of a coordinating office across county government to help the county implement its environmental policies and its climate action plans and policies. And so we do a lot of work across county government to help implement the policies and plans that the county has adopted to advance climate action, to reach the county's vision for environmental sustainability. So we're working with various stakeholders, both across county government and in the community, to realize those efforts. And so, we do that on a number of fronts. And at this point in time, one of the things that, our office is heavily involved in is implementing the county's climate action plans. And there are a couple of plans that were adopted. One is focused on community-wide greenhouse gas emissions reduction, and one is focused on building resiliency to climate change. So those plans are something that, the board adopted, and now we're working to implement those at a community level.
So coordination, definitely a very operative word in your department's title. I'm sure you work across a number of different departments to get these energy policies kind of executed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we are a coordinating office that's working across county government. So we work with a number of stakeholders and other county agencies, specifically. Because one office, one department can't do this work alone, right? Everyone has a stake in this, and in order to advance these policies and in order to reach these goals that we have, it is going to take that type of cooperative effort and collaboration.
Well, so we're here to talk about Sustain Fairfax. What is it, and how did it come about?
So Sustain Fairfax is a public awareness campaign that we launched at the end of 2024. And it's really meant to drive awareness and engagement in the community around our climate action goals. So the county has set some ambitious goals to try to reduce the community's carbon emissions by 50% by 2030. Wow. At a community level. And then even within our own county government operations, trying to reach similar goals in an even accelerated timeline. So we are working to really raise awareness, because in order for that to happen, we need the community to work together to move us forward. And that requires people at an individual and family level and organizational level and business level to sort of all be rowing in the same direction. And so, we're really trying to raise awareness about what are some of the things that you can do as an organization or as an individual within your own household that can not just reduce, your environmental footprint, but in many cases save you money, reduce your energy bills, make you more resilient to changing climate conditions, so that when we experience these extreme weather events and storms, you're better prepared. Your home is in a better place in terms of being able to withstand some of these destructive forces. So it's all about trying to raise that visibility and raise that awareness and drive people to resources and information where they can actually act upon those recommendations. So the county has a lot of information and resources and programs that are been put in place to support the community to take these actions. And sometimes it's just folks aren't aware of it and they don't know where to go to get this information, or maybe they're not aware that a program is available that could help offset some of the costs. So really bringing that awareness and doing that on a, you know, a community-wide level. So this campaign is obviously being supported across county government. We're doing, you know, some advertising to our community. We're promoting this on a lot of different county channels. We're asking our organizational partners and stakeholders to amplify this as well, because, you know, we're one megaphone, but we need a lot of other people to join and to amplify. So that's really what the purpose and intent is. And as we continue this campaign, we're going to be continuing to provide additional resources and information to further this effort.
Well, in doing the cursory research I did before our conversation, it seemed obvious that there are four general pillars that residents, that are stressed in this Sustain Fairfax to get residents kind of on board and doing what they need to do. But before we talk about those, you mentioned the government goals. What are some of the things that Fairfax County government has done? And I know there are a lot of them here at Channel 16. We cover a lot of these kind of things. But what are some of those actions the government has taken to reach this goal?
So I think Fairfax County is really trying to, be an example to the community and sort of lead on this effort. So the county has adopted its own operational energy strategy, which guides decision-making and guides some of the actions that we're taking within our own county operations to make them more sustainable. So that operational energy strategy includes activities in a number of areas, including energy efficiency, so trying to make our buildings more energy efficient, not only making them more energy efficient when we build them, so designing them to be that way, but also going back to existing buildings and doing energy projects to upgrade those facilities, to enhance them, make them more energy efficient, in some cases replacing heating and cooling equipment with more energy efficient models. We're also looking to deploy solar power wherever we can. So we've added solar to a number of existing buildings, and we're designing new buildings to be solar ready. So when the time comes or the funding is available to add solar, if it doesn't happen when the building is built, it can happen shortly thereafter. And then within our vehicle fleet, you know, trying to make our vehicle fleet more kind of reduce the environmental impact by transitioning vehicles from gas powered to hybrid or electric, mm-hmm. And also trying to reduce the fuel use that is powering those vehicles. So that's just a few examples, but there's a number of other areas where the county's trying to be more green and sustainable in its own operations, and then hoping that that we can encourage the community and organizations, businesses, and others to do the same.
Yeah, and we all know that many other municipalities look to us because we lead the way in a lot of different things. Maybe that effort, Fairfax County government, can inspire other municipalities to do the same. All right, let's talk about these four pillars. One of them is save energy at home. Now, what are some of the things that people can do to save energy at home?
Well, there's a number of things that you can do just within your own household, or even just some simple lifestyle choices that you can make every day that can help you become a little bit more energy efficient. It can start with some very simple things. Adjusting your thermostat by a few degrees here and there doesn't seem like a lot, but over time it can save you if you're willing to let the house be a little cooler than maybe it normally would be in the winter, or a little warmer in the summer. You can save money just by making those adjustments. Even more important than that, maybe, is making sure your thermostat is adjusted for when you're not there. So you're not, you know, wasting energy when you're not home. Other more simple actions like, you know, if you have electronic devices that are plugged in, you can either unplug when you're not using them or installing like smart power strips that will, will shut those off when they're not in use. So you don't have to remember, but you also, you know, it's kind of, it's kind of making sure that those devices aren't draining energy. We call it vampire energy. Yes.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
It's plugged in. It's still.
Yeah. Even if it's not turned on, it can still be using some energy. So those are kind of simple things. And then, you know, you can do things that are a little bit more, take a little bit more time and resources. So one of the best things is making your house, you know, more insulated and weatherized. So checking to make sure that you don't have air leaks around your doors and windows, making sure you have adequate insulation. That will actually, you know, do a lot to improve the energy efficiency of the heating and cooling systems that you already have. And then if you want to take it further, you can look at installing more energy efficient heating and cooling systems within your house. If it's time to replace your furnace, look for energy efficient models, Energy Star rated models, and that goes for appliances as well, like, you know, refrigerators and washing machines. I know it's not easy for people just to go out and buy those if they don't need them, but when it's time to replace, that's always a good opportunity. And then, you know, going even further, there's obviously opportunities for people who are interested in taking advantage of renewable energy if they want to put solar on their roof or if they want to explore some of those other opportunities. There are programs and resources available to support that as well. So it really can run the spectrum, but it really just starts by, you know, figuring out what you can do now and then maybe planning for what you can do later.
Well, I think you mentioned something up front that resonates. You know, it's not just about saving the environment. It's also about people saving money for themselves. And I have a real world example of that. You mentioned thermostats up front. My wife is way more tech savvy than I, and she got, when we had to replace our HVAC a few years ago, we got a smart thermostat, and it's set, you know, to go off when we're away. And the house, I don't mind the cold, but my daughters, you know, they complain about it, or at least they used to. But we get our bill now, and it compares us to our neighbors. And that was a big, my wife's very competitive too. She's like, oh, we're spending more than our neighbors. And so now we've brought our own costs down. We're saving energy. And honestly, it feels a little healthier to not be constantly warm, you know, like over warm. You can always throw on a sweater, as Dad used to say. So I think that that's pretty sage advice about, you know, just the different ways around the house you can save and also be doing your part for a sustainable Fairfax. What about driving? Oh, I'm sorry, you were about to say something.
No, I was just going to say your example is a great one because, you know, there are the opportunities to, you know, use a programmable thermostat if you don't have one. And the nice thing is there are some incentive programs through some of the energy utility companies. So if you're a customer of a Dominion Energy or a utility company like that, they in many cases have programs to support you doing that and maybe offering rebates or incentives to do that. So further makes it a little bit more affordable.
Right. And you mentioned solar before too. I know there's a Solarized Fairfax and there's also a Virginia program. So if you want to do that, they can help you not only get in touch with those people, but also figure out how to make it cost effective.
Yeah, the county is promoting a couple of different solar group purchasing programs that operate during the spring and summer months, and people can sign up to get a free estimate of what it would cost. And then if they want to move ahead with it, they're, you know, going to be working with, you know, installers who have been vetted and are, you know, reliable, and they can get their system put in place fairly quickly and at a lower cost than maybe they would if they just went out on their own and hire an installer, because these programs take advantage of group purchasing power to reduce the cost. So those are great options, and the county also has some other incentives for solar, like waiving some of the taxes on the equipment when you install it and permits. So those are other reasons why it's a good time to explore those options.
Let's talk about getting around. Two of the things that are mentioned on the website for Sustain Fairfax is drive clean, breathe easy, and that seems to be more the resident themselves driving themselves around, but also choose sustainable transportation. Let's talk about that a little bit.
So I think it's important to remember that one of the biggest contributors to carbon emissions and what we call greenhouse gases are are the vehicles we drive.
Yeah.
And in an area like Fairfax County, where there are so many vehicles on the road every day, you can understand why that is so significant. And so obviously getting people to consider other more sustainable transportation options is always something that is encouraged. And it's why we have different public transportation options like the Connector bus system or Metro. But even if those aren't necessarily choices that you can take advantage of in your daily commute or your work and family life, just looking at other options that you may have, such as, carpooling or ride sharing when you can, reducing your car trips if you can, if there's a short trip you're making that you could just ride a bike or walk, maybe looking at doing that. It may not seem like a lot, but if more and more people were doing it, obviously it would have some impact. And then we obviously also encourage people to consider if they have to drive and if they need a vehicle, that look at options like hybrids and electric vehicles, which don't have the tailpipe emissions that contribute to adding to poor air quality. Yeah. and increasing that that carbon emissions issue that we've been discussing. And in many cases, these vehicles now come in a lot of different makes and models to suit all kinds of different lifestyles. It's getting much easier now to own an EV when there are more and more charging options. If you can't do it at home, there's a lot more public charging stations that are being installed in various locations. We have a good network already in Fairfax County, but we continue to build out and looking at additional opportunities to grow that network. So, there's those types of decisions that you can make as well. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, consider, if there's a hybrid or EV option that would work for you.
Yeah, and they're not all expensive luxury vehicles anymore. There is a wide range of selection. Actually, a colleague of mine was telling me we drive the same way to work, so I see him on the road. And he drives an electric vehicle, and he loves it. And that's kind of his family's around-town vehicle, going to the grocery store, that kind of thing. But if they're piling in the whole family and they're driving 500 miles away to visit mom and dad, they use a different vehicle. But the point is, most of the driving we do is just kind of local. Another thing that you just made me think of is, we're in this age of delivery where we have, a lot of Amazon deliveries, for instance. You can opt to have everything kind of come in one delivery if you are willing to wait for certain items. That might be something people might consider.
Yeah, there are a lot of small lifestyle options and choices you can make in your daily routines that can help support this effort and help you be more sustainable. And it can include, your shopping habits, your shopping choices, buying local, using reusable bags when you go to stores or the farmer's market or wherever you might be going to pick up your groceries, your produce, your goods. And so just things like that are all part of this effort and things that we would suggest that people, consider in their daily habits.
So what do you think, from your perspective and from the perspective of the Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination, what are the projected benefits to the county and even the region?
Well, like we said earlier, obviously the county has adopted some ambitious climate goals that it's trying to achieve, both in its own county operations, but community-wide. The community helped develop the community-wide Energy and Climate Action Plan. We call it CCAP, and it was a plan that was really meant to help reduce the greenhouse gas emissions that are, that are produced by the community as a whole. And so in order to achieve those goals, you know, it's going to take collective impact. When you just look at what the contribution is from county operations and school system, it's like 5%. So, you know, there's like 95% that is accounted for from the community. And so it's going to take a community effort. So, you know, hoping that as we inspire and encourage and provide opportunities for people to make these choices easier, more affordable, that we can drive some collective impact. But of course, it's going to take, a lot of work on many different fronts to make that happen. And this is just one effort, just to bring that awareness and visibility and to connect people with the information and resources that they may need.
So this is a public awareness campaign, Sustain Fairfax is. Tell residents and listeners some of the ways that they can find out more, including this exciting development you were telling me about before.
So you can go to the county website now and take a look at our Sustain Fairfax campaign. We have a number of resources on that site, and I think the easiest way to get to it is just to go to the county website, fairfaxcounty.gov, and type Sustain Fairfax in the search, and it'll come up right away. And you can see the information that we've been talking about. It provides many of the tips and action steps that we've been discussing, as well as points to different county resources and information to go if you want to go further, if you want to find out more about some of these issues and topics and actions, if you want to be connected to some of the county programs and resources that support these. So that's something I would recommend. And then we're really excited that very soon we'll be launching a Sustain Fairfax Challenge, which is a web-based platform that will allow people to actually sign up, set up on a profile, enter some information about their own household energy use, and get some customized information that will allow them to take actions and then track their impact and progress. So there'll be a lot of resources and information in that platform, some of it general about how these action steps can have a positive impact on the environment, and then some of it very specific to what resources and programs are available to county residents to support those. So we're really excited to have people use this to start looking at their own household and what they can do, and to actually see in real time like what progress they're making, and track it, and really, give them incentives to want to keep doing more. There's also going to be features in the platform that would allow people to create a team. So if you wanted to create a team with your family or friends, or if you wanted to create a team within your neighborhood or maybe at your place of worship, you could start a team and you guys could collectively start tracking your impact and maybe challenge each other to do more, maybe encourage each other, so celebrate your successes. So whether you see it as competition or motivation, either way, this will be an opportunity for people to really participate collectively and kind of make it fun.
That's a really cool idea, actually. Tapping into that friendly, competitive nature most of us have. I think that's brilliant. Also, just in looking at the website site you were talking, the webpage you were talking about, just go to fairfaxcounty.gov and search for Sustain Fairfax. There was tons of information and very well, what's the term? Lots of links. very well referenced, I guess I'll say. So you've really hit the ground running with this, and I'm looking forward to checking out that app. And well, best of luck in the rest of your public awareness campaign. John, thank you so much for joining us on EnviroPod.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for letting us share this information with your listeners.
That's a pleasure. And thank you for listening to EnviroPod. If you want to get more information on the Fairfax County Department of Public Works and Environmental Services and all that it does, go to fairfaxcounty.gov/publicworks or call 703-324-5033 weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. And I might add, you could also go to fairfaxcounty.gov and look up the Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination and get that 30,000-foot view. Thanks again for joining us on EnviroPod, which is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.